Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We were talking, and we have been following the story, of course, about water, the water quality of water in and around various parts of South Africa. Sputnik Ratau, strategy, content, and media liaison officer at the Department of Water and Sanitation, joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, and thanks for having us. We are good, and how are you doing?
I am very, very well, thank you. The Department of Water and Sanitation says that the water quality issues in the Nelson Mandela Bay will last longer than expected. That is due to poor rainfall. It's very clear that we like to think of South Africa as one, well, of course, we're one country, but in fact, with regard to water, certainly we have different stresses and different challenges in different areas, don't we?
Yes, we do have different challenges because the climate, as it were, is treating us differently depending on where you are. And we have seen that, you know, in the years of about 2014 to 2017-18, we had widespread drought all across the country, with some provinces more hard hit than others. But the recovery across the country from that drought has quite been remarkable, with some of the places like we see with very heavy rains and dams really overflowing. But interesting enough that we still have pockets of the country that are still experiencing, you know, that I'm not sure if I could even call it the tail end of the drought, because it has been ongoing since then. And unfortunately, the Nelson Mandela Bay area, the Nelson Mandela Metro, is one of those areas that are continuing to feel the effects thereof.
So what is the, I mean, I know in certain areas that's a problem and those are extraneous factors. What about a city like Johannesburg?
Well, a city like Johannesburg, interesting enough, when you look at what happens, Gauteng basically does not have catchment like you would see in areas like Mpumalanga, Northwest, the Northern Cape, and so on, Free State, and so on. It doesn't have those catchments that provide for itself even. The rain that falls in Gauteng actually travels even out of Gauteng towards more towards the Northwest, ending primarily in Hartbeespoort Dam. And some of it going south and ending in the Vaal. But it's a very small amount when you consider the integrated Vaal River system and its size. So the dams in Gauteng itself are very small, and they do not create that much of a catchment. And that is why the integrated Vaal River system is so critical for Gauteng, and especially the Vaal Dam, from where Rand Water abstracts the water that it treats for the people of Gauteng.
So what does that mean practically? You know, we were trying to figure it out yesterday. There's this typhoid outbreak. We're hearing that the NICD saying it's got nothing to do with our water quality, but people are still nervous. What is your thoughts on that?
Yes, it is fair for people to be nervous. And yet, it is true as well that this outbreak of typhoid in this instance has not been linked to drinking water quality. And we are talking about water that has been treated through the processes of the different water boards and distributed to the different municipalities. What we know is that in the outbreak of 2005 around Delmas, if you can remember, that was clearly linked to the quality of water at the time. So in this instance, there is still need for us to actually locate exactly what prompted this outbreak. And that is why when you look at even the numbers, they are much lower than what we experienced in 2005, although it is not desirable for anyone to actually, feel the impact of this typhoid. So at the moment, It has been correctly so proven that it has not linked to drinking water quality. But we are saying people will always be uncomfortable. You know, people have been uncomfortable even when there was no outbreak of water of typhoid. You know, over time there are those people that have determined in themselves that they will never drink tap water. and so on. But what we are saying is that in the case where someone feels really uncomfortable for whatever reason, it is best to then take the precautionary measures, including, if need be, to boil that water or even to disinfect it in some of the other ways that have been advised.
A lot of people, because of the water disruptions that we've had in the last while, have invested in things like JoJo tanks so that they have a buffer in terms of water. Does that cause additional or potential problems?
I wouldn't expect so. Remember that the water that is normally saved and through the JoJo tanks is normally utilized for non-cooking requirements.
Right.
So you would find that water being used maybe to water the lawn or to flush the toilet or those kind of things. But there is also there are possibilities where people also use that same water for drinking and cooking. And in that instance, it has always been encouraged that you then have to take the same measures to ensure that that water is actually treated to the level that you can at the house, including boiling that water or even using some of the disinfectants that have been advised. So it is that that then says you do not necessarily, but that is why we are saying municipalities must continue to do even more regular testing of the quality of their water, just so that we can be able to bring the sense of comfort to the people of South Africa that the water is continuing to be optimal.
Absolutely, because the more information we have, the more we don't fill in the blanks ourselves. And I think that always becomes very dangerous when we don't have information and therefore reach our own logical conclusion, which might be completely illogical, but talks to our fears and talks to our anxiety, especially at the moment. And we were talking about this with regard to Russia-Ukraine, nothing to do with water, but we're living at a time of very, very much heightened anxiety. People hear the word typhoid and they're completely hysterical because they're imagining another pandemic. They're imagining people ill again. We're suffering from almost a collective post-traumatic stress disorder, which means that we actually need the information to take us down from that heightened level of anxiety.
It is true. It is true, because information empowers, you know, whoever is able to utilize it. And it is absolutely imperative. And I think it was helpful that the NICD came out very early to look at this matter and direct it as such. So it is something that we have to build on, but it is something that also says ordinarily for whatever processes and projects, especially that are done by government, the issue of lifting the effort around communication and information sharing is becoming even more and more critical.
Absolutely.
Especially in these days when you have so many means of communicating.
One of our listeners saying, Howard, is your guest saying now that we should be boiling our drinking water? No, I don't believe you said that. Can I just be clear on what you said? As far as I understood, what you said was, certainly within the Johannesburg municipality, the water quality is acceptable, but if you don't feel comfortable, then by all means do that to make yourself comfortable. Is that what you said, or are you saying that people should be boiling their water?
That is exactly what I said. I said the quality of water has not proven to be a link with the typhoid at the moment, and that is what the NICD has also proven. But, you know, people will always be skeptical or whatever, and if people feel that they would be more comfortable if they boil their water, they can do so. But at the moment, there is no need.
It's not a very clear case of needing to do so. It's just really for your own peace of mind. I hope that it does clarify. It is almost 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. Sputnik Ratau, Strategic Content and Media Liaison Officer at the Department of Water and Sanitation, talking to us about the quality of water.